Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast from my cell, Media Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here, Tomorrow's News Tonight, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from California, it's the one, the only, the infomitable Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There they are.
Good morning.
Right on cue. 76 degrees, mostly cloudy, but it's a comfortable night. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks. All right, we don't want to keep them too long because, you know, they've had a hard day, right?
Right.
Yeah, and the parking lot is still full over there.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't understand what's going on. Something going on. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, they're still around doing what they're doing. Okay, now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country, the United States of America, was formed on Judeo-Christian principles and values. And Kyle, before we get started, I want to give a special shout out to all the people that attended our big event in Tampa tonight at the Grand Hyatt. It was a tremendous event. Governor Ron DeSantis lit the building up. It was almost like being at a political rally. He really got the crowd going. He said all the things that you knew he was going to say. He's the man. He's the best governor I've ever run across in any state I've lived in, and that includes the two states I've been in. How many governors did I have in New York? I had four governors in New York that I was a part of that I remember, starting with Nelson Rockefeller, and then. When I got down here to Florida, I think I've had, four governors down here, because I remember Jeb Bush was the first one when we moved down here, and then you had Charlie Crist, and then you had Rick Scott, and now we've got Ron DeSantis. But I'll tell you what, this governor we've got, there's no doubt in my mind that he won't be the president of the United States when he decides to run.
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. He says all the right stuff.
Yep.
And Joe Biden, you had better watch your step, because Governor Ron DeSantis and the people that support him in Florida don't give a rat's ass about you and your agenda, and you're going down, Slow Joe. You're going down. His ratings right now in many areas are down in the 30s, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, that's a new level of cratering. Yep.
Cratering is kiboshing a little bit. There's a word for it, kiboshing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got to talk, unfortunately, about this Gabby Petito case again, because the boyfriend now has been charged, Brian Laundry, by the Denver FBI with credit card fraud, because this guy was stupid enough to take the credit cards from his girlfriend and use them, and now they have a trail. He left a trail.
That's exactly right, Captain. And also, of course, now he's charged with a crime. There's a warrant for his arrest.
Yep.
So this is a major game changer. It's not a warrant for his arrest for the murder of Gabby Petito, but this does change the game insofar as that I think it's going to really up the ante of them being able to find him. And you're right. If he's had these credit cards and been using them without figuring out that they are going to see his every move, well, they may zero in on him much quicker than we think.
And that's the thing. Okay, because when you leave a trail like that, it's easy to follow, and it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out the direction you're going in, and all they got to do is just keep snooping around, and pretty soon they're going to find you. Now, we don't know anything any more than that, and you asked me a question about why, you know, did you ask me, was the question, why did they leave the credit cards on?
No, it's just that for some reason, I mean, they were very smart to leave the credit cards turned on, because when someone is deceased, obviously there would be some...
Well, they were trying to locate the girl, yeah.
Exactly. But once they knew she was deceased, and if he's been using those cards, then obviously he has not figured that out yet, which is a good thing. And also, Captain, every single person, I think, in America who's seen the picture of Brian Laundry is a set of eyes out there,
yeah,
looking for this guy. If he comes through a general store or goes to a gas station or turns up anywhere, somebody's going to see him.
Well, that's true, and he may or may not still have the beard and the the mustache and all that stuff. He might have shaved that off by now, so I would imagine he's probably changed his appearance. And due to the fact he's got a shaved head, he may be starting to try to grow his hair back, or he's wearing some sort of hat.
Right, exactly. And you know, Captain, I think when we get to when we find out all the details at the end of this, I think it's going to be shocking the amount of help he may have received from somebody along the way here, because this is really a big deal to disappear like this.
Yep, and hold that thought, folks. Kyle and I will be right back on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way on a Friday morning in Tampa Bay. It's 76 degrees where I'm at. I hope you're having a good morning, too. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, you betcha. I'm going to take it away. This portion of the program, by the way, brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, I gave some Relief Factor to some people last night that came up to me and were in pain. And I said, you know, I don't know if it'll work right away, but you don't know till you try. So give it a try and see what happens. And I didn't think anything of it until one of the people that I gave it to that was having, like, a leg pain, cramping, and just pain in their leg because of an injury they had, came up to me about 30 or 45 minutes later and said, the pain has stopped. Where do I buy this? I mean, that just floored me when they said that. Because, again, it amazes me what this product will do. Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. And you take it the way it tells you to take it to begin with. That's exactly what you do. That's number one. Number two, okay, because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, which lowers or eliminates pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got. It will go right straight to the source of the pain and get rid of it. Now, I will tell you this much. It's 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that helps to support the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. Now, it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website and order it today. 3-week quick start. And if it works for you, fine. And if it doesn't, you're only out $20. But I've yet to have anybody come back to me and tell me that it did not work. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I think we got one of our question askers on the phone here. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Kyle.
You're early. What's up?
Early to rise, something to rise.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, on your thing about Ron DeSantis.
Oh, boy.
I was wondering how you would compare him, or how Kyle would compare him to President Trump. And I just want to, three things that I have noted about that I really like about DeSantis is, one is the ability to make tough decisions. Two, the fact that he comes from a military background. And number three, he seems to make his decisions based on a carefully reasoned and logical basis. And these are all the things that we need in a good president.
Yep.
And also his good moral grounding, and he's a family man, too. And doesn't appear to have any skeletons in his closet. Okay,
no.
That's it.
All right, very good. Now, Kyle, I will tell you this. Ron DeSantis also has a very good partner in his wife, Casey. Now, she was not there tonight, but Casey is an attorney as well, and a good one. And I think the two of them together have got a couple of really good minds that come up with great ideas, and I think they're a team. I think we got a twofer on this one when we got the governor, you know what I mean?
Yes, exactly right. Well, I would think, and as Backgammon Bob was talking about, especially comparing, say, to Donald Trump, I think the two men share a fierce sense of loyalty, for one thing. I think they both, and especially Governor DeSantis, is not going to back down on principle. I think that gives him a lot of strength. I think that he's drawing that from the people as well. He is going to lead the people, and he is going to essentially have their back, and they'll have his. And I think there's a lot of bravery involved in going up against what is such a very, very difficult system to go up against and speak your mind and make a case.
He stood right there tonight on the stage in front of all of us giving his policy speech, and he said that Joe Biden has met his match. I will stand up for Florida and the people that voted for me, my people that I represent here in Florida. I will stand up against Joe Biden. He will not impose his will on the people of Florida, and it brought the house down.
Wow. Wow. Well, again, you know, we are the United States of America.
That's what he said.
And
yep.
That's why we have. I can imagine,
yep.
Because that's
yep.
why we have
yep.
governors and
yep.
That kind of thing.
And when he finished his speech, he recited it. As a matter of fact, it sounded like Donald Trump when he would finish it. He said, "We are all Americans first, and we think of America first. Everything else comes after that."
Well, certainly. The American principles.
I couldn't agree more.
That's right. American principles, values. Those are the things that bind the state
mm-hmm.
together.
Yeah. Now, we got to get back into the regular stream of things here. Nancy Pelosi and Chucky Baby Boy Schumer have announced an agreement on the framework to fund the budget bill, whatever that means.
Well, yeah, they've got their framework, and then at the same time, Captain, they don't know what the final price tag's going to be, they say.
Oh, I've heard $6 trillion.
Right, but no matter what, I mean, it could be, a gajillion dollars or whatever it is, but they'll say, and we're going to pay for it. We're
yeah.
going to pay for
They're
it.
They're not going to pay for anything.
But I think we're going to pay for it.
You're darn right.
We're going to pay for it.
You're darn right we're going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it big time, and this is what the lie is. Now, Democrats also, some Democrats, okay, some of the, and we don't have Blue Dog Democrats anymore, but we might be getting closer to them if you take a look. Democrats are expressing concern about the looming U.S. debt default and the government shutdown, and I mean, they're really concerned because this could cost them their seats.
Well, sure, yeah. I don't think that they win in another government shutdown at all.
Well, they can't blame any of this on the Republicans, and I don't care how hard they try, because they're the ones that created the debacle and don't want to talk about it.
Right. Oh, exactly right. And, again, you know, with inflation happening the way that we're seeing it right before our very eyes,
yep.
it's not theoretical, all this spending going to make it even worse.
Yeah, and by the way, hello to my friends up there in Valdosta, Georgia. Donald Trump's going to have that big rally up there in Perry, Georgia. You heard about that, right?
Right, right.
It's going to be at the fairgrounds. I have no idea how many people they're going to have there, but I'll tell you what, I guarantee you the road will be backed up. I-75 almost all the way to Atlanta and almost all the way to Florida, with people trying to get in there to get to the rally. Mark my words.
I'll bet.
Yep, so there you go. And our friend Andrew sent a message here a little while ago from up there. She was at the event in Tampa tonight, and then she said she was going up there, and she just sent a message. She said, well, I'm here, going to bed. I'm exhausted.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, okay. Anyway, we got some really, really, really good people, loyal and dedicated, and we really appreciate them. You know, it's been a work in progress over the years, and of course, you've been with me a number of years, not quite as long as Frank Silvato, who'll be around in hour number four, but we remember when, you know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know where I started on radio? I never really did tell people this. I had like a streaming radio. Remember the old Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, Blog Talk, yeah.
Yeah, I was on Blog Talk Radio. It started 20 some odd years ago when it first started, and it was kind of a joke because you called it on a telephone line, right? And that's how you got heard. People called the number and they listened, and if they wanted to comment, they would pop up on your computer and you'd let them talk. Well, I got to the point to where my listenership was up to 3,000 to 4,000 to 5,000 per day on the telephone.
Wow.
On the telephone. And that's when I said, wait a minute. We need to do something different here. Oh, well, but anyway, there you go. So that's, and again, we appreciate how we got to where we're at right now. And we're going to have some interesting guests. Just a program note, tomorrow night, Wayne Allen Root's going to be on the first segment of the program, 11:30. Kyle and I will get a chance to ask some questions of him. Okay, here we go. The FDA announced that it's approved the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech boosters for Americans 65 and older and those at higher risk of serious illness for COVID-19 6 months after they received their second shot.
Yes, exactly right. And so I think especially for those who are 65 and older at high risk, you're going to want to, you'll probably hear something from your own doctor on this as well, as to the timing and these kinds of things. So you'll hear a lot about it in the media, but obviously you want to talk to your doctor too.
And it was something about the kids. What was the age group of the kids? I couldn't quite find it.
Well, I think they're looking to approve it for 5 to 11, I think. Right now, I think 16 and up, you can get the vaccine anyway, but the 5 to 11, I think, is what's coming up down the pike here.
Okay, because they authorized the booster doses for the older folks, but not the younger ones yet. And by the way, something else that came out yesterday, a high dairy intake is linked to lowering heart disease.
Very interesting.
In other words, drink a lot of milk and your heart will be healthier.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Well,
so.
I never heard that before, but it came out yesterday.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a break. And by the way, Mike Gallagher was there tonight in true form. And appreciate Mike and all the stuff that he does. He's going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Collierville, Tennessee, near Memphis, decided to use a robot to approach a suspect's car after a shooting. One person is dead and 12 others were wounded. Police say the suspect apparently died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police Chief Dale Lane says they're still investigating.
What we have to make sure is that there's no one else involved in this, and the more information we release, the more we compromise potential investigation going forward.
The motive for the shooting at a Kroger supermarket is not yet known. The legal team for Derek Chauvin, who was convicted earlier this year of murdering George Floyd, says he's now formally filed an appeal of his murder and manslaughter conviction. The House subcommittee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot has subpoenaed four advisors of former President Trump, including his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and former advisor Steve Bannon. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, we will tell you what's on our mind in just a minute, but we want to remind you that right now this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell. I talked to Dawn this week, and she is the executive administrative assistant for Mike Lindell. And she said that she was very happy with what was going on down here in terms of people calling up and saying, I heard this on the captain's program. Because, again, the big deal is when you go to their website, MyPillow.com, and you take a look at all the products that are there and all the different things that you could buy, it all stems on getting the low price, and the promo code to use to do that on anything that's there is Captain. That will get you the lowest possible price, the big-time discounts. And I mean, they've got some discounts that are insane. The buy one, get one offers and all that stuff. Promo code CAPTAIN. That's all it takes, and you're there. Now, you can also call them. Some people prefer to call and talk on the phone rather than doing things on the Internet. And that's fine. So here's the phone number. 800-641-5459. That number again. 800-641-5459. Now, again, MyPillow.com, all kinds of articles and items in there. Kyle will tell you about it in a minute. You can go dizzy looking at what's there. And if you didn't need it, it's not there. I'll tell you that much for your home, your bedroom, your bathroom, whatever. It's all there. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN gets you the big discounts. And the phone number, if you want to call them that way, 800-641-5459. 1-800-259-9. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And you know what I'm talking about when I say all the products they got there, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is, you could sit there on their website looking at all these different great things. But I got to tell you, with the product code CAPTAIN, you're going to save a lot of money. So head on over there.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, something that was said last night at the event that we had, don't wait until November or December to buy your Christmas gifts, because slow days are coming. We are going to head into a deeper inflation state, if you will, across the country. It's going to make it harder for things to be transported back and forth on time. Workers that would normally go back to work and do extra things seasonally, they're not going to do it because of this attitude that we've got now, where people are sitting on their butts getting that $300 per kid or whatever the deal is that they're doing. And it was talked about last night that that's going to keep Christmas from being the normal, wait till the last minute and order and get it. It's just not going to happen.
Well, that's right. And, you know, Captain, this sort of dovetails with another story that we're monitoring even here on the West Coast, and that has to do with the Port of Long Beach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Normally, there's maybe a couple of two or three ships, cargo ships out there that you can see waiting to come into the port.
Yep.
Now there's some 65 to 70.
Right.
They are sitting there. They are not able to unload. They say that they may not get back to any kind of normal throughput until next year. And what's sitting on these ships, Captain, are all the orders for stores, retail, kinds of things. And they're in cargo containers sitting off the coast of California.
Yep. And the people that thought that they were ordering something made in the USA, they're finding out it was made in China and is sitting on one of those ships. And they're not happy. And they're not happy.
No, they're not. And some of these producers and retailers and so forth are even looking to try to bring things in via air, which is a lot, it's not like having a big cargo ship come in. But that also means that holiday gifts, Christmas presents and so forth, that's going to be harder to find as well. So if you're a small business owner, let's say you have a bike shop, you order all these bikes, well, you're not going to have inventory, maybe.
Now, Ambassador Daniel Foote, who was the U.S. Special Envoy to Haiti, and I said was, resigned this week, citing the Biden administration's inhumane, counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian refugees and illegal immigrants back to Haiti.
Yes, exactly. Well, of course, I think it's evident that Haiti is not ready to receive anybody into the country. And a lot of these Haitians have came out of Haiti earlier before. They didn't go directly.
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, that's right. So now they're being repatriated back to Haiti. And of course, the idea is that perhaps they're not allowed to come into the United States, but it would seem to me that the Biden administration might negotiate to go back where they came from in their transit from Haiti through these years to the United States border. But again, Captain, this is another foreign policy failure by the Biden administration, and they're being called out, I think, for a good reason.
By the way, guess who defended General Milley yesterday in his calls to China?
Who's that?
John Bolton.
Really? Well, are you surprised about that at this point?
No, I'm not, because John Bolton has turned out to be a big disappointment.
Yep. Yes, as a matter of fact. And you know, again, Captain, the General Milley story, I think we haven't heard the last of. I can't imagine what I would ask him if he was available here, I would ask him, well, what is the criteria for you evaluating Joe Biden every day? Are you evaluating Joe Biden and then calling up generals from different countries and telling them what you think and how you're in control or something? I mean, that would seem to follow to be the next logical question to General Milley. What is his procedure for evaluating whether or not he takes over?
Well, before I changed the format to the show a couple of years ago, I had John Bolton on my program, and I asked him some tough questions, and he never came back.
Really?
Yep. I asked him some tough questions about Trump and about whether or not he would support him, because he was to begin with a never Trumper, and then all of a sudden he backed off a little bit, and Trump just decided to let him in for whatever reason, right?
Right.
And then he didn't last very long. He was gone again. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines because, let's see here. Yep, I know who this is. It's Todd in Tampa. So, Todd, here you go. 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business. Great to see the governor, the greatest governor in America today, tonight at the Grand Hyatt. Good to see the captain. And good to stand with patriots who are standing up for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for our country, and for common sense. You cannot be a Democrat and say that you're proud of Joe Biden. You just can't. You just cannot. I mean, you can be a hard leftist like Joy Behar or the rest of them, Stephanopoulos, you know, but you can't honestly look yourself in the mirror unless you're getting a paycheck. See what DeSantis could have got up there and said this and wrapped it up in 10 seconds. Everyone's on the Chinese payroll. Everyone's on the Chinese payroll. Okay? Milley's on the Chinese payroll. Biden's on the Chinese payroll. Go through that. They're all on the Chinese payroll. They're all selling America out. That's what's up. And they're doing who borrows $3.2 trillion from China to pay interest on money you don't have? Who does that? Idiots like this. Okay, this is the worst business decision in America. Okay, we should be suing these people personally for total incompetence. Okay, because that's the stupidest thing. And the Supreme Court just stepped in and said we don't have $3.2 trillion. You can't do that. And by the way, when you hire all these people to look over every $600 transaction, make sure you look at the big guy who's getting his kickback from Hunter Biden over there, the IRS. These agencies work for us. You don't turn on the American people, numbnuts. What are you going to do? Look at Jeff Bezos, every transaction he does for $600 when he's doing millions of dollars. You look at her. That's the stupidest thing I heard. You're going to hurt black people again. You don't care because you're a bunch of frauds and you're a disgrace to America. You should be fired for total incompetence. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for our cops. Good to see our governor standing up for our cops over here in Florida, okay? Unlike the rest of you woke idiots over
okay.
here. God bless you, Captain, and let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, and that's Todd in Tampa. And Todd was there at the event last night. I didn't know he was there. He walked up to me, I don't know, somewhere during when the event was going on or in between things or something, and tapped me on the shoulder and said, just wanted to say hello.
Oh, all right. Very cool.
Yes, I was with my executive producer, Cynthia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, we were talking shop.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there you go. So let's go back to what we were talking about here. Now, some attorneys are making the case that there will be no limits on the executive power if the Biden administration is permitted to get away with forcing workers in the private sector to get COVID shots or to be tested regularly on what everyone that's legal, all the scholars are saying, is unconstitutional.
Right. I think there's a difference between private industry having requirements, but having the chief executive mandate those requirements, yes, that's questionable.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're going to break and we're coming back on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. Yep, we got some weather to talk about out there. It is one of those nights, and we're going to have some colder temperatures in the north. So football weather is in, and I'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Thank you very much, Don and Donna. And they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia, up above Perry, Georgia. I don't know if they're going to go see the former president, Donald Trump, at the big rally in Perry, Georgia. They might be. I'll to check with them and find out. I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming up right now, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. What you want to do is pull on in there, and take advantage of their Drivers Club. If you're not a member of the Drivers Club, you really need to be, because you'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies that you buy, and it's like having a bank account, and it'll grow and grow and grow and grow. And then you can use it to deduct your purchases in the restaurant, for your food, as well as in the store. Now, if you want to take advantage of saving money at the gas pump or the diesel pump, you got to get one of their fuel cards, and then you can go from there and do that. But we're going to go back right now to 1969. Yep, you heard me right. 1969. And we're going to go down the highway. from 1969 in the movie Easy Rider, Born to Be Wild. Who is the lead actor in that, Kyle?
It's Peter Fonda.
There you go. Yeah. You got it right. You got it right. Yep. And I'm telling you, that was one hell of a movie. I remember when it came out and all the kids wanted to go see it.
Yep.
Yep. 1969. So there you go. And it is what it is. All right. Now, let's see here. Let's go back, and I'm going to read this little thing about the weather, and then we're going to kick it over to Kyle because the weather has changed from what it started out to be. Now, let's see here. A fairly quiet weather pattern is in place across the U.S. and slow-moving front in the Northeast that may produce heavy rain that could cause flash flooding. Now, a few storms with strong wind gusts and a couple of tornadoes may also impact the area. Also, fire weather threats will be elevated for portions of the northern and southern plains. And we've got a big-time hurricane developing out there called Sam. Not to be confused with Sam the Paper Man. We'll get into that in a minute. Go ahead, Kyle. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. First off tonight, we're going to give a shout-out to Richard the Marine, who checked in with us just a little while ago.
Yeah, buddy.
Bye to our friend there in Oregon. And you've got a small craft advisory off the coast of Oregon tonight, Richard. And looks like you might have the mild temperatures coming up over tomorrow, maybe in the 70s, low 70s there. But off the coast there, they may have some pretty gusty winds, and that can play havoc with some small craft. Down in Southern California, we have a developing story of smoke, and that is we've had smoke all through the area of the Southland throughout today, but it's not fires burning in the immediate area. These are fires in Northern California and Central California that are causing a fairly good amount of smoke and causing air quality to really plummet, actually turning the sun orange in many places in the Southland yesterday. So that's going on. But we do have, looks like a cool down overall. Phoenix is looking like it might get some rain here as we head into the next few days or so with some of that still remaining monsoonal moisture. But the good news, Captain, out there for our friends around the highways and byways, we've got a pretty quiet map out west tonight.
Okay, well, South Dakota, we got a little bit of an exception. We got some developing weather there. Not sure exactly what it's going to develop into, but we could see some rain today. We could see some wind today in the area of South Dakota, just inside the state line from Montana and Utah. Or no, that's not Utah up there. That's Wyoming. Okay, we could see that, so we'll go with that and see what happens. Now, down into Texas, around the Metroplex, we've got some very poor air quality. That same area that we talked about last night, down to the south and slightly west of San Antonio, going towards Laredo, is there too. Poor air quality down that away. Now, we do have In the southern half of Lake Michigan tonight, we've got a gale warning on the lake with windy conditions there and doing a lot of big-time waves on the east. Let's see, that would be the east side of Lake Michigan, west side of the state of Michigan, right there along the shorelines. You're getting some big-time waves. Now, you are getting some rain and some flooding with it on I-84 across from Scranton over into Poughkeepsie, and then over into, it looks like Connecticut and maybe into Massachusetts right now. There's some rain over in that area, so be advised of that. We do have some possible rain and some bad storms in the area coming up as well. You'll have to pay attention to that today. It could happen to you, so we'll go from that. Now, we got to go down here to Sam. Now, we like to kid with Sam the Paper Man, Sam the Man. And, Kyle, you've heard me have a little fun with Sam, right?
Of course.
Well, Sam might not be behaving himself here shortly because it looks like as if we're going to have a major Category 3 hurricane by Monday in the Eastern Caribbean, just outside the Eastern Caribbean, coming in on the islands, and we're not sure what's going to happen. This thing could steer away from it, or based on the fact that it is going to be a major hurricane, it could continue to move a little bit more to the west and not go towards the north. But all interests in the Caribbean need to pay attention to this one. This is going to be a rough one. And even the southeastern part of the United States, you need to start thinking about what may be coming your way and make all preparations, because it's about a week away from coming my way if it comes over here. But folks in the Caribbean need to be on the alert right now.
That's right, because I think we have until, the 1st of November before the season even officially would conclude. So you still got a lot of time between then and now, so it is time to just be ready, and that's the best peace of mind you could have.
That's it, and this storm is going to be probably a Category 3 again by Monday. It's definitely, if it isn't already, it's going to be a hurricane. The next pass they make through with the hurricane hunters, it's been speeding up and gaining speed very rapidly here, and that's not a good thing because the area in front of it is conducive to further development, and that is not good at all.
Exactly right, yes.
All righty. Well, don't forget, folks, that the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Stop by the Pilot and Flying J, become a member of the Drivers Club, unless you already are, and you get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. You can use that to deduct off your food and off your stuff in the store. Use it just like what it's intended to be there for, a bonus that you use when you need it. And I will tell you this much, the Pilot and Flying J, you won't be sorry. It's the number one truck stop chain in the country. And the new ones you're building, Kyle, are even better than the ones you and I were going into.
Well, that's right. And it's still Driver Appreciation Month.
Okay.
The month of September.
Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch on this Friday morning. So don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.